This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you're the type of person to wait until the last minute to do your holiday gift shopping, good luck. Just kidding. But maybe our next segment can help with some ideas. A little earlier in the season, we spoke with small business owners and wanted to revisit that conversation today. You've probably heard the idea of shopping small, shopping local. Well, the pandemic has made that imperative that much greater. A lot of small businesses really took quite a hit. On the other hand, there were a lot of people who maybe found through a hobby of making jewelry or knitting, something like that, that they were able to turn it into a business for themselves. Last month, we talked about this with Andre Ware, who's an artist and business owner of In-N-Out Store in the Northwoods Mall in Peoria, which is home to 50 local vendors, and we were joined by two of them. Rhonda Green owns a small business jewelry venture called Sparkle by Rhonda, and Taylor Hudson is the owner of One of a Kind Products, which is a small business that makes natural beauty products and jewelry. Again, this conversation took place just before Thanksgiving. We're re-airing it today. I began by asking Rhonda Green, owner of the local jewelry business, more about how she got started.
Well, a little bit of my history. Sparkle by Rhonda started back in 1989 in Dallas, Texas. Do you hear me?
Hear you great, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Started in Dallas, Texas in 1989. My daughter and I was roaming the country. We had just moved there, and I always like to find out what's in the neighborhood, any good bargains, something that I can't live without. I just have to find in my new neighborhood. And we came across a little small strip mall that had everything you can mention. And there were a lot of people in there. Seemed like they were just laughing, having a good time. So I was like, I got to know what's going on in there. Everybody's having such a good time. So when my daughter and I got in there, there was a small jewelry store and they were selling jewelry and jewelry components. And this is all costume jewelry. And they were selling broken pieces. And I like to take something and recreate it. I see potential in mostly everything. And so that's how I got started. And then I met Andre in 2017 or 18. And we just, we clicked right off the bat. You know, he had an idea of what he wanted to do. And he always says something to me, and I shoot to the moon. I don't stay low. I shoot to the moon and get all excited and everything. So it's been a really awesome adventure. I enjoy the vendors. I enjoy the creativity. And I also sometimes do classes and that type of thing. But I always like to create. So that's where things started for me.
And we're speaking with Rhonda Green, who's the owner of Sparkle by Rhonda, and Taylor Hudson, owner of One of a Kind Products, both in Peoria, as well as Andre Ware, who is the owner of the In-N-Out store in Northwoods Mall in Peoria. And Andre, I understand it's been a journey at the store there. You closed during the pandemic. You've been in different locations. Can you tell me, tell us just a little bit about your origin story and walk us through that journey?
Hey, sure. Yes, I can. Thank you for having me. So it really started a few years ago, I want to say about 2017, that I started realizing that I wanted to be in business. My parents had owned a bakery in the city here in Peoria for about 12 years. And it was during that time that I realized that, hey, look, I like the idea of being able to work for myself. But I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do, and I didn't want to do baked goods. My dad had an idea about maybe starting a place that vendors, people who do like the farmer's markets, because the farmer's market is seasonal. He thought like there should be a place where you can set up on a permanent basis for these vendors instead of having to deal with the constant tear down and set up and that kind of thing. And I took the idea and I ran with it. It was during that journey that I ended up becoming a crafter myself, thanks to Rhonda and some of the other ladies that work with us here in the store. And thankfully, we've been able to navigate all of the hurdles that that come through, you know, from having a business. COVID has changed the game for a lot of us when it comes to retail. But one thing that I've noticed is people are still looking for something different. And when you cap it off with something like you know, where those products are being made locally, straight, you know, from our hands, you know, and going right to theirs. It is something that adds a special element to the whole process, and we're having a blast.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. We'll have more from Andre Ware, owner of the In-N-Out store in the Northwoods Mall in Peoria, which is home to 50 local vendors, and among them are Rhonda Green, who owns a jewelry venture called Sparkle by Rhonda, and Taylor Hudson, co-owner of One of a Kind Products, which is a small business that makes natural beauty products and jewelry. More on our small business holiday shopping segment coming up after a short break. It's the 21st. Stay with us. Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're continuing now our conversation with three small business owners from Peoria. Maybe you're still needing to do some last-minute shopping and are looking for inspiration outside of big box stores or other companies that deliver boxes to your front porch. Or maybe you just want to support locally owned shops. The pandemic really caused a lot of small businesses to take a hit, but it also provided an opportunity for some people to focus more on passions and hobbies that they actually turned into crafts they can sell this holiday season, like one of our guests on a conversation we're revisiting today. Back in November, we spoke with Andre Ware, who's an artist and business owner of In-N-Out Store in Northwoods Mall in Peoria. It's a home for 50 local vendors, and among them are Rhonda Green, who owns a small jewelry business called Sparkle by Rhonda, which is there, and Taylor Hudson, who owns One of a Kind Products, a small business that makes natural beauty products and jewelry. Let's get back to that conversation. All right, Taylor, you, I understand that One of a Kind Products started during the pandemic. What, can you talk about your journey? Your website says you're kind of like a small family like business. Can you talk about that sort of vibe and how you all got started?
Yes, we are a family run business. My name is Taylor Hudson. I am one of the two owners of One of a Kind Products. My partner's name is Brandy Griffin, and without us fully understanding what great path we were heading to, our business began in 2019 during the pandemic. Brandy started experimenting with shea butter recipes and oils that promote hair growth. And I was working on crafting jewelry such as waist beads, anklets, bracelets, and necklaces. December of 2019 was the first vendor show I did. It was the one Andre held at the new mall. It was in the H&M building. It was very fun. And from that experience, I knew that this is what I wanted to do. This made me happy. And I am a business owner. So one day, Brandy and I got together and merged our beautiful ideas of health, beauty, and positivity. After throwing around a few names, we finally agreed with One of a Kind. And we knew it was perfect for everything we made was exactly One of a Kind. And everything is made with the utmost love and is certain to help you feel your best. Her mother helps with packaging things and labeling. So does her daughter. My grandma helps make the beads. And it's just all about making everything that we make with love and positivity and making sure that it's going to do its job, make whoever uses it feel their best.
Yeah, that real sort of human connection, that personal connection going into the products. I guess another benefit is it's not likely to be stuck in a shipping container off the port of San Diego for a month.
No, not
like
at
that.
All.
I want to read a text message we got from one of our listeners. We asked you all about your favorite local businesses in Illinois. Christine said you have to check out Jacksonville, Illinois, on the downtown square. So many great shop small options, including Homegirls Boutique Antiquarius, Greenhaven, Our Town Books, Haberdash, and soon The Little Stove. We also got another listener who shouted out Our Town Bookstore in Jacksonville. Another person texted, love the clever designs at Checkered Moon in Champaign. Have enjoyed buying artisan olive oil from Grove Stone Family Groves in Greece. And appreciate the variety of goods curated by Art Mart, now in its second generation of owners. Andre, can you talk about being in the mall? I think that, you know, for some of us, when we were coming up, you know, when malls were Gap and Auntie Anne's and Sparrow's and arcades and things like that, it would have seemed impossible for a local business to get a spot like that. How has the changing sort of retail landscape maybe given opportunity where there wasn't some in the past?
So definitely, it has definitely changed a lot in regards to small businesses being given that kind of spotlight. I think with the, you know, even before COVID, the malls were kind of going through a reshuffling, is what I'll say. You know, you got a lot of the big name brand stores that are closing or that have closed, and it provided an opportunity for small businesses like myself. No, don't get me wrong. There's always been small businesses in most of the malls, whether it's just a kiosk or whether it's actually one of the inline stores like my store is. But recently, within the past few years, there's been an opening for small businesses in order to showcase them more as the big stores have moved out of the malls. A lot of people here in Peoria go through the mindset, hey, look, there's nothing at the mall anymore. All the big name stores are gone. But I like to impress upon the customers and everyone to realize that there are small businesses in the mall who are dependent on the customers to come back to the malls and to show that that they, you know, that we're doing something new and exciting, and you can't feel safe. And you got a climate where, you know, where it's not cold and it's not hot. It's climate controlled, and it's you know, and it's a totally new world now. And because of that, we have to do business in a different way, whether that's our online sales, because we also do, you know, sell some of our stuff online, or whether that's doing outside vendor shows, you know, we do that too, or whether it's having a store like mine where you can set your stuff up in a safe environment where you don't have to be there on a consistent basis, even though we prefer that. But where you got that that opportunity to be able to showcase your goods in a major way, and it's more exposure for us here.
Rhonda Green of Sparkle by Rhonda, I want to ask you, one of our listeners sent us a text message saying, unfortunately, I've done all my Christmas shopping via Amazon. COVID limits my shopping. What do you say to people who say, oh, maybe it's easier to just go to, you know, online or big box Target or something like that on Black Friday? How do you convince them to look local, seek out you and other vendors like you?
I would think, and I would tell them, is that there is always something that you cannot live without at the In-N-Out Craft Market. We have about 50 vendors. They activate their marbles, which is activate their mind, and come up with everything. You can, I'll say this, our crafters find something in their house, anything, and create something. You get one-of-a-kind items. Like Andre said, it's a controlled climate. Atmosphere is great. If you want to learn how to do something, if you want to give a gift certificate for them to do classes, to do demonstrations, to do pop-up shops, all that type of thing, we have that there. So I would say make your trip to In-N-Out an adventure. Because it is an adventure when you walk in there. It's just not a regular store. You'd be amazed at what you see. So I would say, come on out, have fun, shoo-shoo with the crew, meet people, meet the actual person that has created your design that you're walking out the door with. So you can't beat that.
Taylor, I understand you're also an aspiring herbalist. Can you talk about that? What's next for you? What's your sort of process like for new products?
Well, for me, it just depends on the conversation I hear what I see on TV, what comes into my mind while I'm sleeping. I always ask the Lord, can you just turn it off? Turn the brain off for a moment. Give me time to rest. But I'm always creating. Right now, I'm in the process of working on making small herbs. I've just been looking on TV, so I can't go into detail on what I'm going to do. Because I could say today at 11:53, I'm going to create this or that. But if I hear something that somebody wants, I'm always making it.
Mm. And Taylor, what about you and your team over there at One of a Kind Products?
We are working on all kinds of goodies. We're working on learning how to infuse lavender with jojoba oil and mix that with something to make something similar to a night rub for a child, or using essential oils to make something that's similar to, what do we call it? Like the vapor rub that you put on your chest, but something less strong for people who may not be able to take such a strong smell. So with becoming an herbalist one day in the future, we will be making things like natural deodorants and face toners, face scrubs, moisturizers. We also work on things that relieve pain in the joint. We have a concoction, it's called hot rub, and it's cayenne pepper with other essential oils, and you put it on and it's just like icy hot almost. And then you pair that with our calming butter and it's just this relaxing sensation. So we'll have more things like that coming real soon.
Andre, we're almost out of time here, but if somebody wants to get into owning their own brick and mortar store, what advice would you have for people out there who want to sort of take their side hobby or home business to the next level and sort of get physical, if you will, with retail space?
Sure, sure. I would suggest to them that they look for the cheapest opportunity that they could find. A lot of the stores that were like outside of the mall, some of those rents and stuff are kind of, super high. And because of that, it's easier to try to go with some places like the malls, like me, starting off small with In-N-Out, or doing some of like the local craft shows and vendor shows is a good way to start before you jump into a box store. The last thing you want to do is get a store and then not be able to maintain that store. So I would say start off small, grow your business, grow your social media fan base, and then check out your opportunities for something as far as a brick and mortar store.
All right. Great advice. Well, good luck to all of you this holiday season. Andre Ware is the owner and an artist of In-N-Out Store at Northwoods Mall in Peoria, where Rhonda Green owns Sparkle by Rhonda and Taylor Hudson has One of a Kind Products. Thank you all so much for being with us and sharing your businesses with us today on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having us.
And that was our conversation featuring three Peoria small business owners. We spoke with them back in November. If you are still trying to get that holiday shopping done, best of luck to you. Be safe out there. And thanks for listening to the 21st, where we're going to be back in the new year with new live shows. In the meantime, we're going to be revisiting some of our favorite conversations from the last year in the next week or so, in case you missed it. And that is all the time we have for our program today. Before we go, I do want to make a pitch to join our texting group. We hear interesting things from listeners. It does inform our coverage. You can join by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, you just send the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to the number 217-803-0730. We ask our listeners what they think of current events. Sometimes we share your answers on air, as I'm sure you've heard before, and it does help inform our coverage. Once again, send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. And there are plenty of other ways to keep up with the 21st outside of our daily radio program. You can follow us on Twitter. Just search for 21st Show. That's 21ST Show. We usually tweet out links with more analysis and background about what we've been talking about on the program. And on our Facebook page, we're at The 21st. You can search there to like us, and you can comment on what we're working on or post questions or comments you want us to ask on air. All of those links, every other way to contact us, whether you want to leave us a voicemail, send us an email, follow us on social media, it's all on our website, which is 21stshow.org, 21stshow.org. We've got all of our past shows there, and you can find links to subscribe to our podcast. And if you don't want to visit our website, you can also just find us right in your favorite podcast app. We're in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, NPR One, Overcast, just about anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find us. Just search for The 21st. That's THE21ST. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Erica Scalise is our engagement producer, and our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. Happy holidays. We'll be back with you again tomorrow.